magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Tuesday, July 25th, 2017. If you were tuned in yesterday for the Monday edition of Mark and Friends, I'm sure you're back for some more as we're going to have some worship and testimony time. Now, Marianne isn't joining us for today's edition of Mark and Friends, but we have Jean-René Balakita again joining us, and he brought two friends with him, a sister in the Lord, and let's see if I can get this right, Laetitia.
Yes.
She's joining us, also from the Congo, a sister in Christ.
Yes.
And then you have your evangelist, but we can't get him in sharing today because I think he only speaks French and Congolese? What?
Yeah, Congolese.
Congolese. Yeah. But maybe we'll have him back where you'll translate.
Why not?
He'll maybe share a testimony. Yeah. Yeah. But his name is Daniel Matando.
You got it. Matando.
Matando. Yeah. So I'm learning some Congolese.
Yeah, and you are learning now.
And so we're going to have some worship time. Yesterday, if you were tuned in on the Monday edition of Mark and Friends, he closed out the program, and I did post it on our website, a photograph of Jean-René along with his, what's this instrument called again?
Marimba.
His marimba. So I think we're going to have some vocals here in a moment or two. We'll have some testimonies, and we'll have him pull out his guitar again and sing some more. So you're listening to the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. God's people said, Amen.
Amen.
Hey, what were the lyrics? Tell us what you're singing and the language.
Yeah, we are singing in Kikongo. The title of the song is Yimbila. Yimbila, in English, it means let us sing. So what is the meaning exactly? Even if people can be against you, no matter, don't care. You have a Jesus. Jesus is your victory because victory belongs to him. Jesus is your protector. Jesus knows you. So, even if people can be against you, even if people can wish you something bad, even if things are not happening in your life, what you need exactly, don't worry about it. Keep your faith. keep your faith in Him, because He's gonna give you the right solution for your situation. He is the right way when you are looking for the way. He is the right job when you are looking for the job. He is the right marriage when you are looking for a nice marriage. So He is our answer. Jesus is the answer for the world.
I'm thinking of that verse, seek first His kingdom and His righteousness,
exactly.
And all these things
exactly.
will be given. Now, have you come up against some opposition or persecution? And I think you might have a word for many of our listeners today that are maybe in a job where they're a little frustrated, or they feel persecuted, mm-hmm. or maybe neglected, mm-hmm. or picked on. What's that word of advice? Jesus? Just simply, Jesus, cling
Amen.
To Him, lean into Him?
Amen. And God reminds us today, if you put your faith in Jesus, He never fails. Mm-hmm. And Jesus cannot forget you. Because He went on the cross for you and me. He was God in this world just for saved humanity. So we have to believe in Him. We don't have another way. We don't have another truth. Just believe and keep your faith and keep on moving.
Now, in case you just tuned in and you weren't with us yesterday for the Monday edition of Mark and Friends, I have a few special guests here in the studio. Jean-René Balakita from Congo, who's been in the United States for a couple of years or a
now,
year?
Now, 1 year and... 2 years.
Yeah.
Almost.
Almost 2 years.
Almost 2 years.
Okay, and recently have gotten to know him a little better. He actually stopped by the Great News Radio Center about 4 or 5 months back.
In February,
and then came for one of our Singing Men rehearsals, ministered
exactly.
to the guys.
And I'm a volunteer.
Yeah, now he's a volunteer, and I'm his agent. Helping get the word out about his passion for Jesus and his group. Called Bomui, and that means life.
You got it.
And he has brought with him one of his vocalists, a sister in the Lord, and her name is Laetitia.
Nice.
Pretty close.
Laetitia.
Laetitia. Yeah. We appreciate your vocals and background. And how long have you been singing together?
Many years ago. 11.
And you met each other in the Congo or in the continent of Africa
and
somewhere?
And we traveled together.
Okay,
around
traveled
the
together.
World, in Europe. And we were here before in 2009.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I think when you understand the will of God, you have to serve Him. Mm-hmm. So many years ago, we are singing together. And she is also recording her album.
Now, will we get to have her
exactly.
voice featured?
At
some point. And if you missed yesterday's edition of Mark and Friends, or you can't stay with us for the entirety of this program, mm-hmm. it is archived at greatnewsradio.org, and you'll see Jean-René's name along with, I think I named yesterday's program Out of Congo,
okay.
and maybe this will be Out of Congo Part 2,
yeah.
and then so available at our website, greatnewsradio.org. And it's an easy way. You can go to our website, right-click on it with your mouse, and then you get some options, and you can paste the link of the program into an email, and so people can email it to friends anywhere around the world, and they can listen to the program
anywhere,
as long as they have the speakers
anywhere.
On.
So if people need to touch us, so I'm a volunteer.
He's been availing himself for the Great News
and
Radio Ministry.
People can reach you. So
well, I told you that maybe even this Saturday when we have our international group here, we'll have you share some of your ministry of music.
Exactly.
And it's kind of neat, I should tell you.
Mm-hmm.
A number of the learners are from China, Taiwan, and other parts of the world. Aren't believers yet, but it seems like the Lord has connected us together. We're
Amen.
Showing them the love
Praise
of
the
Jesus
Lord.
And
the
teaching them English and some of the customs of America.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see how your ministry of music may soften some hearts.
Yeah.
I know this past Sunday, 6 or 7 from our English conversation class came to church for the first time.
Wow.
They're part of a Sunday school class, mm-hmm. and then it's just kind of neat how God's at work. and as you know, the fragrance of Christ, wooing people to himself. And that's part of your music ministry is mm-hmm. proclaiming the life of Jesus,
yeah.
the love of Jesus, and that he loves them. Mm-hmm. So do you have a song for our listeners that are tuned in? Now, I feel bad because you have this big marimba around your neck, and you know I feel like you're being weighed down. Do you want to grab your guitar? Grab your guitar, and we'll have another song, maybe featuring Leticia, her vocals. And you've been singing for how many years?
Many years.
Okay.
Now, when I have 5 years.
Okay.
Know.
And when you were growing up, did you just love to sing out?
Yes.
And then the Lord just kind of placed on your heart to use that gift that he's given you to bless others?
Yes.
And do you have a song that'll feature some of her voice? And what language will you be singing
English.
In? Okay. This will be an English song.
Yeah.
And you have your guitar.
The song is going to be I Come Humbly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, is this something you wrote? Now, yesterday
wrote
on
song.
The Monday edition of Mark and Friends, there was a number
song.
Of songs. One when I think you were 10 years old and you sung that in French. This will be in English, and this is one you
in
wrote.
English,
and it's titled.
We are recording this song.
Okay.
I Come Humbly Before Your Throne.
Okay.
And when we will finish, by the grace of God, people can get this CD and. The song is going to be Party in Her City.
Okay, great. Voice, great range. This is your debut on Great News Radio, and I feel very privileged and honored and thankful. And It's like 2 days of worshiping here in the Great News Radio Center, and I pray that our listeners that are maybe traveling to work or feeding the grandkids or about their business, that they're feeling a touch of God, feeling His love being extended through this music because of His love. Do you want to share a little about God's love, how it's impacted you or changed your life or allowed you to have peace when you go to bed at night?
Yeah, I can say something. God has love for everybody. Just believe to Him, He's gonna do all things you need.
We serve a great God who works very specifically and individually into our lives, touching us, wooing us to Himself. And Jean Rene, for that person that's feeling a little overwhelmed or downcast or doesn't feel confident in the love of God, what message would you share with them? Maybe through song or through testimony now.
Yeah. You know, the Bible says God is love. That's why we can say, Lord, I lift your name on high. He left His throne of glory and He came to save us. But what way He took the grave, the cross, He was very, very God. But He accepted to take my place, your place, our places on the cross. We were sinners, and God was not sinner, but He accepted to take our places on the cross. Who can do it again? There is no one like Him. There is no one like Him. Mark, you and me, we can love people, but it is a conditional love. But with God, we have unconditional love. So that's why my soul sings worthy. He's worthy to be praised.
And the only reason we can love is because He first loved us.
Yeah.
We experience love. And in that triunity, that unity of the Godhead, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, there was community. There was love existed from the beginning because God existed. And He teaches us to learn to love each other. And it seems like your music and your group, that's what you're destined to do.
Share the love of God.
Hey, in our closing so many minutes here, what's another song that you just love to sing out that is used of God to minister to many?
How can I say thanks for everything He has done for us? So, Lord, I want to know You. I want to learn. I want to follow You more and more.
One more.
And I wrote the song. Also, this song is going to be in our CD.
Okay, the CD will come out in a couple weeks, maybe a month or two, or a little while.
By the grace of God, a little while.
And when it comes out, it'll be available here at the Great News Radio Center.
Yeah.
I want to know You more and more. more and more.
Joan Renee, I'm going to ask that you close out our time in prayer for that listener that's overwhelmed or downcast, or maybe the senior saint that's just praising the Lord with their arms lifted out.
Yeah.
Close our time in prayer, and I'll look forward to our next time together and having maybe a translation of a message from our friend Daniel Matondo. So close out our time in prayer. Thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.
Father, thank you for everything you have done and you are continuing to do for us. Thank you for Mark. Thank you for this radio. Thank you for Leticia. Thank you for everyone who listening this radio. We are sharing your love. And you show us every time your love, because you are the love, you are the true love. Father, help us to reach people around the world. Help us to show the love like you were showing us every day. So every morning when we wake up, we can see your faithfulness. And thank you for now. Also thank you for tomorrow. And we hope you touched people. We hope you changed one life. We hope you will do again for your grace, for your mercy, and people can follow you because you are the way, the truth. In the name of Jesus, we pray.